Okay, so we're working a little backwards here, because we did the seven lower spheres first, and now we're coming to the higher spheres, what's called the Moichin, beginning with Keser, Mitzvah Hashem, Chachma, Bina, and Das. So the pit tas which we have in front of us, much lengthier than the Rebbe's explanation of these lower seven spheres, because we are a little bit short on time, we're going to jump around a little bit in explaining the sphere of Keser. That has a lot to say. And it's going to be two parts. There's going to be Shir Aleph and then Shir Beis and Mitzvah Hashem, that the Rebbe has on this inyan. Hey Chaim. And so we're going to jump right into where it says Shir Aleph Bir Sphiras Keser. The first couple paragraphs just explain the breakdown of the spheres. We're already familiar with that, with Keser Chachma Bina Das being the Meichin, and then the Sheva Midas, Chesed Gvur Tiferes Atzachad Yisad Amachos, which we've already discussed at Baruch Hashem. So here we go, Bir Sfiras Keser. Hine Mikoidem, hey Dani. Hine Mikoidem Naam Levar, Mama just started. Levar Mashamatzino Eitzel Gimel Harishaynais, Shelefamim Manu Koyim Eitzam Keser Chachma Bina, Lefamim Chachma Bina Das. We've been discussing spheres for a long time. Ham has been here from the beginning. Dani, Josh, Steve, Maddie also probably. And we've been discussing Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, and it seems random. At times we mention Keser, sometimes we mention Das. But we need to be able to explain how that works. When is Keser mentioned? When is Das mentioned? Because there needs to be 10. You can't have less than 10. You can't have more than 10. And that's what the Sefer Yetzirah says. The Rebbe is going to quote that in a moment. We have 4, which is Keser, Chachma, Bina, Das. We have 11. The number 11, as we're going to see in the next paragraph, is a number which is always a hint to the Sitra Achra, the evil side. You know, every number has a certain theme, represents concept, and 10 is always the realm of Kedusha. And what surrounds this 10 is the Sitra Achra, a concept we're familiar with because the Kedusha is a hot commodity. Everything in all the Olamos want to have a piece of the Kedusha. And so the Klipa stands Saviv Saviv, as the Pasuk says, Saviv, Saviv, Rishami, Salachim, the shrine that they circle the Kedusha in order to get a piece of it. And a perfect example of that is Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. It's the Mokar Bracha, the Mokar Kedusha. And so the Sitra Achra says, oh, Shabbos is a good idea. We should probably make a Shabbos. And so the Christians came along and they said, we're going to make Sunday our Shabbos. And the Ishmaelim, they said, oh, it's a good idea. We're going to make Friday, because Sunday was taken, Shabbos taken. We're going to make Friday Shabbos. And so it's not a coincidence, because you can't make Shabbos just damazoi. You need to connect yourself to the real Shabbos. The Chazal say, any sheker which doesn't have a mixas MS, so it's fafalan. It won't have any kiyum. And because there's an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos, that Tosefes allows them to latch on to the Kedusha of Shabbos and to have an achiz in that. That's really why we actually have a chiv in Tosefes Shabbos, because when done properly, it drives away the klipa from Erev Shabbos, which is the Ishmaelim. It drives away the klipa on Moshe Shabbos, which is the klipa of Sunday, which is that of the Christians. That's why it's so vital, because they're trying to have a piece of the Kedusha. That's what we say on Friday night davening, Yamin u'smol tifreitzi ves Hashem taritzi. To the Yamin and to the small stands Yishmal and Esav, tifreitzi, to break it open, to expand the gvulas of the Kedusha, ves Hashem taritzi, then Hashem will be praised by all. Not just Hashem, but even the Es Hashem. Es l'rabbeis. The harchava, his pashtus of the Kedusha. And Shabbos, of course, is the seventh day of the week, which is the Malchus. But on Shabbos, there's also, we're zeichet to the Meichin of what's called Chachma, Bina, and Keser, which is the Arachanfin. So, although Shabbos is only the seventh day, and we seem to be talking here and now about how 11 and 9 is standing around the pen, the Shabbos is really 10. But although there's 7 days of the week, within Shabbos is the three higher Meichin, because just to put a little Kabbalah in there, during the days of the week, we're only Zeichet to what's called the Meichin of Bina, Tfuna, which is the lower part of Bina. But on Shabbos Kodesh, we're Zeichet to complete the Meichin of Bina, to complete the Meichin of Chachma, and then by Shalosh Shudas time already, we're Zeichet to a little bit of the Meichin of the Keser, to the Arachan. So the Shabbos is 10. And that's why we have on Sunday and Friday 11 and 9. But that's not our numbers, that's their numbers. So with that introduction, the number 11 and 9, that's the number of the Sitracha. Masha Inkin, the Kedusha is always Shaykh to the Misbar Eser, the Lo Achadasar, because Achadasar is the number which is Biyuchu to the Koychus of the Sitracha, as we'll see weiter. Like we know by the Ketores, that there are 11 spices to the Ketores. How are we zeichet to Ketores? When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, so Chazal said all the malachim were very excited, and they each gave matanas, presents to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Satan also had a gift for Moshe, and that was the Ketores. And that's why Ketores has the karech to be mevatel magifa, to be mevatel misa, because it was a gift from the Sitrach, the Satan, the malachim of us himself.
Why?
Hmm?
Why did Sitrach give Moshe gifts like that?
Because Moshe reached the darka that he was what's called Cheres Mimalacham Aves. The Inyan of the Luchos is what's called Chorus of the Luchos. So Chazal say Cheres. Luchos is the Inyan of Cheres, and true Cheres is a Cheres from the Malacham Aves. So since Moshe was in a darka that he was even higher than the Malacham Aves, so therefore the Malacham Aves had to serve him too. And the way that he served Moshe was by since Moshe had conquered the Malacham Aves, so he gave him a matana which represented the union of the Nitzachon that the Kedusha has against the Malachim Aves. The whole topic, Hu Yinaginu Almos, Chazal Se Lamayla Min Amisa. Torah was called the Eitz HaChaim, and the giving of the Torah was Mar Peloshen Eitz HaChaim. It was the moment of the Eitz HaChaim, and the Eitz HaChaim is higher than the Eitz HaMisa. Eitz HaDaas Tevira. Chaisa would have lived forever had they not been choited with the Chedek. They were Lamayla Min Amisa. So Ketores is a matana from the Sitra Achra, and although we use it in the Kedusha, since it comes from that place, that's why it's 11. That the Ketores is the secret of the life force of the Satan. Everything needs a chiyus of Kedusha to keep it alive. Nothing exists without a Kaddish Baruch Hu willing it, without having a kasher to Kedusha. Va'atam achayis kulam, we say every day in davening. Nothing can exist without that. The Ari explains that the 11 Samimani HaKetores is what we send down, so to speak, into the Gvul of the Sitra Achra, to be mighty, to extract the chiz from them, and then when that happens, the meida, the klipa dies. That's what we do every day when we say Ketores before davening. It's like we preempt the whole melchama by doing the Ketores, saying the Ketores, as if we bring it. And so, although every single day we go to melchama against the Sitra Achra, like the Zohar says, we wear talis, we wear tolim, the Zohar calls us mani krova, these are our weapons that we go to war against the Sitra Achra. And the Ketores is a very important part of that avoda. I know it seems a little schleppy, but it's important. And the Zohar is mafli mamish about the importance of saying Ketores every day, and Allah has to come up to say with the minyan.
The Chalbana, the 10 and 1, does that have to do with this minyan?
Yeah. That's what the Chalbana is considered to be the Sam, which is considered to be like the Shairish of the Sitra Achra, more than the others. That's the Reach Rav of the Torahs. And, you know, the Ari says Chalbana is Gematria Haman, and it has a lot to do with the 11 sons, the 10 sons of Haman plus Haman, the 10 sons of the other spices of the Ketores, and Haman is the 11th one. There's a big Shaykh to Ketores and Purim Bechlal. Akopanim. So there's a Chiyus from the Kedusha, which the Ketores comes to take away that Kedusha.
Is that a Chiyus?
that even the Sitra Echa wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, and he taught Moshe on that Eis Ratzon how he would be able to overcome him, the Sitra Echa, because that's really the Ratzon of the Sitra Echa is to be defeated. Like we find when Esav, the Malach of Esav, who is the Malach of the Malach Amavis, had Malchama with Yaakov, so Yaakov defeated the Malach Shel Esav, and he went ahead and he sang Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives mine a little more Shira. Why Dafka Shira? Because the Malach Hara, the Malach Hamavis, was very grateful to Yaakov Avinu that he defeated him. He wants to be defeated. His purpose is to be defeated. It's like the Malchama against Amalek. Oh, it's so terrible. They should have a mission statement to wipe out a nation. That's what they want. That they want. That their tachlis in this world is to be defeated. The tachlis in the Tzahar is to be defeated. That's who's become his tachlis when the tzaddik comes along and he defeats him. V'yayinu ki b'shah she'ish magifah rachman al-etzan zeo ki yesha mechablim asha yishlem chiz mesitra achra. When there's a magifah, that's because there are a lot of mechablim of entities of ra which have a chiz, which bring upon the magifah. And they feel that Hashem's decree, we need to kill them. Fine. And the Rebbe goes on to bring more examples of where we see this in the Mishkan and other places. We're going to skip to the paragraph of Amnam HaKadusha right across on the left side. Amnam HaKadusha yesh lo rak eser. The Kadusha has only 10. V'achilek lo mahasitra achi yesh lo achad esar. V'akadusha yesh lo rak eser. Now what's the Hezber? We can't count Keser and Das as two separate spheres, because really they're one. The realm of Kedusha is the realm of Achdus, therefore Keser and Das are one. So therefore, when we count Keser, it's because we're working in a more premistic way, but Das is really there, and sometimes when we count Das, so we'll leave out Keser, but really they're one. Whereas in the Sitra Achra, the Keser and the Das are separate. Why is that? So Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Das, this has to do with Meichin. V'achar kach, the seven spheres are designed, Midos, which are not together Meichin. V'ini harishon is Keser, and Keser Tzfar means Ratzon. We know that every sphere corresponds to a faculty, to a midah within the koyches nefesh of Adam, and keser represents the ratzon hanefesh. Ki kol nefesh yesh lo izay ratzon. Every nefesh has a ratzon. V'zeh haratzon hu hashayrish kol advayim hanasim benefesh. And all the ratzonis of the nefesh come from the keser. Ki kol hadvayim hanasim benefesh mishtachim al zeh haratzon shav benefesh. U'mahu zeh haratzon shav benefesh. And what is this ratzon of nefesh, which is responsible for everything? Mahu raitza. What is the real ratzon? Ha'emek hamiti shel haratzon. True ratzon. Gam hanefesh ba'atzmo eino yodea. Even the nefesh itself doesn't really know what it wants. Why is that? V'zeo ki yediyah mascheles rak pasfir shel chachma bina vedas. Because knowledge, understanding, is only revealed in Chachma, Bina, and Das. What we can comprehend, what we could be toy-faced. Comprehension takes place in Chachma, Bina, and Das. What's higher than Chachma, Bina, and Das is not understood, it can't be understood, because it's lamalam in hayidia. It's higher than understanding. Who ratzon elames is considered concealed. V'kachu b'chol haratzayin shal ha'adam sh'ashoyrish shalehem b'liyadua klal ala adam. What we really want and why we want things is unbeknownst to us. Chaim was wondering why that is. So we're going to let the Rebbe talk a little bit more before we're mazbir. Always does a better job. V'yakadosh baruch hu nasa lana tayin mitzvah shehem ratzon ha'ayin shal kadosh baruch hu. Tayag mitzvah is a manifestation of Hashem's ratzon. V'hainu shehim megalim asher kadosh baruch hu raitza. The mitzvos are megala Hashem's ratzon. U'megalin es hadvayim asher kadosh baruch hu kivyocha mekabel tainug mehem. And where there is ratzon, there's tainug. V'hima tayag mitzvos, together with design mitzvos derabanan, which is gematria keser. There are keser mitzvos, because there's 613 plus 7 derabanans, which is gematria keser. So therefore, keser mitzvos there are. So what does it have to do with Ratzon? What he wants with these kesem mitzvahs, which the Svarim call tarach oiros, 620 lights. It's important to know that every mitzvah is a light. Shehem hamshachus miratzon elyon. This is a bringing down of ratzon elyon. Ki ratzon elyon is that kesem mitzvah should be done. Ki mehem kevyochom kol kadosh baruch hu tainuk. V'alzeh amru chazal. Why so? Nisav kadosh baruch hu liyos ledir batachtoinim. Hashem wants that he should have a residence in the lower worlds. Sheyesh lo kivyachol taiva v'ratzon l'kach. It's called misave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a desire. V'asher mekabel hu mizeh tainug. And when there's a taiva and it's fulfilled, there's a tainug which comes from that. Shezehu pirushay shal nisave daika. That's why it's called misave. It doesn't say shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasai. It didn't come from a place of chachma, that it would be good to have a dir batachtoinim. El nisave, ratzon, which is higher than Chachma Bina, that it's mushrush in the Atmos of Elokos with the Atmos HaNefesh is Aspakari Elokach. Still going. Okay, so we've established that Ratzon is Keser, and it's higher than Chachma Bina and Das, which is why a Keser is a crown. A crown is worn on top of the head. And because it's higher than the head, there's no Havana, there's no Hasag in the Ratzon. But we know that there's Ratzon mitzvahs, and Hashem has Megala his Ratzon to these Taryag mitzvahs plus 7, which is Keser mitzvahs. And Chazal revealed to us that this taiva, that this ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is havadir batachtoinen. So we're still moving along here. V'zesh nesav Kodesh Baruch Hu liyos leidir batachtoinen is nisgala through the keser mitzvahs. That each one of the keser mitzvahs is a hamshacham, this ratzon to be megala, this ratzon. V'zeh hamitzvah hu mamish hisgalus. It reveals this taiva that Hashem has, havadir batachtoinen. And it creates the Dira Batachtoin, not just reveals it, but makes it happen as well. It's Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dira Batachtoin. V'shezeh HaMitzvah Mamshech HaMegal HaSeh HaRatzim Mekoyach HaLapayel. By bringing this to fruition, Ki HaRatzim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Lo Koyach Lismalos. Because the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be stopped and will always be completed and fulfilled. Shelei Kemoshu Itzel Adam, which is not, can't be said about our Ratzon, an Adam's Ratzon. Many people have things which they want and it doesn't happen. He does what he wants. And if he has a ratzon, then the ratzon has the akoylech balkarchach to make it happen. Because only a ratzon shel sheker, which is shaykh to the sitra achra, will not be completed. A ratzon of kedusha, muchach lehismalos, it will certainly be fulfilled. Because the kedusha is kulo emes, and if there's a ratzon, then alkarchach that emes will be nesgale. And this is the ratzon of tarag mitzvahs, to make a dir batachtoinim, and it will certainly happen. There will be a bayis shlishi, and there will be a dir batachtoinim, because the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a ratzon emes, and a ratzon emes can't be stopped. Masha enkin, a false ratzon, which is the ratzon of the sitra achra. And every neshama, every yid, has a neshama and has a ratzon, and that neshama is an aspaklar shel elokos, it's a me'ein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the neshama's ratzon is also to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, which is what? Ultimately, to make a dir batachtoinim. So, although mitzad chachma and bina, the neshama doesn't know that ratzon. But bahalama, we think that we have other ratzonis in this world. We have lots of plans every single day. But the mensch trach and gut lach, part of that musug, that havana is that the laughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you think that you have ratzonis for anything other than having a dir batachtoinim? Your shtick alokos, that's your ratzon, because that's my ratzon too. And that ratzon will be niskayim, and that's really a ratzon. But that ratzon, even to us, is netlam, because we don't go around consciously thinking that our ratzonis are makusha to that ratzon of dir batachtoinim. We never would have thought that, had not been revealed even by Chazal, that that's the ratzon elyon. That ratzon is netlam from us. We don't live consciously out of that ratzon of a dir batachtoinim, but it's a very powerful ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us eventually that the mitzvahs which we did in this world, or for the purpose of making the Dera Batachtoinim, because Keser Mitzvahs is to be Megal of that Ratzon in this world. But the same thing can't be said about the Sitra Achra. That the Adam himself doesn't know, and that's called Shorshi HaMeichin. The Shorish of the Meichin is called the Keser, because it's the root of all the Meichin. Which are the Shorashim of Tadi Enyanim, which are Neifim Nasech HaMeichin Shal Adam. I mean, things drop into our head, they fall into our heads, we don't know where they came from. where do the thoughts that we think come from? They come from our keser, they come from our ratzon, which is nelam from us. And the Rebbe goes on to explain that we don't know the tamei ha-Torah. And although many times Chazal will give us explanations and reasons behind mitzvahs, that's just an explanation and a tam which we can swallow, that can be revealed. But there are many higher ratzonis, which are nelam. And he goes on to explain that this is the chiluk between the ratzon of the Sitra Achra and the ratzon of the Kedusha, which we began to explain. If you just go to the bottom paragraph, Amna l'maisa kasher ha-neshama mekayim Torah mitzvahs, hari hu mezachich es ha-ratzon shel b'neshama. By being mekayim Torah mitzvahs, it purifies the ratzon of the neshama, ki ha-ratzon ha-nelam shel b'guf, alo hu hefech ratzon ha-neshama, because the guf and the neshama have different ritzonos. Therefore, when a mensch who has a combination, he is a combination of neshama and guf, when he breaks the ratzon ha-guf to do the ratzon Hashem, even though he doesn't know why, he doesn't know why Hashem wants him to do that, and it can be painful at times, he's mezachich the ratzon elam, and he's mamshech a kedusha to his ratzon, because really his true ratzon is to do the ratzon elyon, and when he does so, something very big is happening. That the atzmius of neshama, which is filled with kedusha velokos, he's able to detach himself from the ratzonis of the guf and to attach himself to the ratzon elyon. And this is the keser shel melech, that the melech has koyches ne'alamim, which are higher than chachman bina, which is an elyon me'oid. And he goes on to explain in the fifth to last line, and we're jumping very quickly because we have a 9 o'clock shir from Barbara downstairs. So the koyach of the malchus is that if it's a melech which is attached to kedusha, so then the ratzon has a koyach to be poyel. And there's also a melech of the sitra achra, who's the umas, the melech of the kedusha. But the difference is, we'll just speak it out outside now, is that the ratzon of the kedusha is a ratzon that it can be poyel. And as the koyach to make happen, as the koyach to be poyel. So therefore, since keser and das are one, what that means is that since the keser is a ratzon de kedusha, it's one with the das, which means that the ratzon will be poyel. That the das and everything which is flowing should go into the midos, which are the kelim, which are the klei hamaisa, which are able to be poyel. Remember, the daset will be the bridge, we'll speak in Mitzvah Hashem about this, between the meichin and the midos, the machshava and the maisa. Now, soif maisa is machshava tchila. What guarantees that there will be a soif maisa? That there's a machshava tchila. What's the tchilas ha-machshava? Not the chachma, the keser. The keser is the ratzon. By the yidin, by the kedusha, we are not limited by our physical weaknesses, or any circumstances in the world for being mekayim, our purpose in this world. So nobody can ever say that because of this, this, and that, I wasn't able to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, what do you mean? You're shtick alokos. I will see the purpose of creation be fulfilled because I have a ratzon. And because my ratzon is keser, and it's a ratzon to kedusha, no matter how many misnagdin there are to that ratzon, it will be niskai. Every Jew has that ratzon as well. It's connected to that ratzon elyon. And since ratzon, which is keser and das, are one, that means that if the keser is a real keser, then the das is there, the bridge is there, and therefore that shefa, the meichin, the higher stuff, will make its way into the klei hamaisa, which is the 7 lower spheros, and it will give it the kochos to be able to be poyel, the purpose and completion of that ratzon. This is how the Ramban explains Chacham Lev when it comes to the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan required Chachmei Lev. The Ramban explains Chachmei Lev means people who had the Chachma to know that you don't have to be an expert in art or building, construction in order to play a part in the building of the Mishkan. Anybody who had a Ratzon called Isha Sheidzven Libay, he would come, he would show up, and if the ratzon was stark, it was emistic, Hashem would gift him with the intuition to know how to be a part in building the Mishkan.
So what does it mean, if we don't have, it sounds like we don't have control over our Ratzon. So what does it mean?
No, there's a chayk when it comes to the Ratzon. That a person's Ratzon, Hashem will go along with the person's Ratzon. It doesn't mean necessarily that he'll see exactly to what he wanted to happen, but Hashem will say, okay, if you don't want to sign on to my plan, I'll follow you if you don't want to follow me. One of the schayks l'asa level will be that Hashem never let go of the yid, and he'll show him that, you thought I would let you go like that? Just let you walk off the deep end? Never. Never. My plan will still be complete. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an agreement. You have a ratzon d'Elokei, it's a very takif ratzon. You can go against what I want, so if you really can't.
But by going against what Hashem wants, is there a change in ratzon, or just...
You think that there's a change in ratzon. Huh? There's not a atzmius change in ratzon, because that ratzon can't really change, because we're mekusher to that ratzon. If Hashem has a ratzon v'idei p'tachton, that's our ratzon too. But this was manifested b'poyel and b'gilui when it came to the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is a dir b'tachton. And since the Ratzon is Dir B'Tachtonim, and that's Mishkan, that's Mikdash, so therefore, when it came to the V'Asalim Mikdash, it was totally in this formula, which is Kol Nedivei Leif would come. He was a Chacham Leif, and he knew that if there's a Ratzon, then there's a Das, because they're one. If there's a Ratzon and there's a Das, then the Seif Ma'aseh V'Machshavah V'Tchilah will happen.
Where is the disconnect?
That's the Sitra Achra. Because since the Sitra Achra is not a real Ratzon, it's a false Ratzon, so therefore, just because there's a ratzon to do something to nisnagi to the ratzon Hashem doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Adarabba, it should fail because it's not in line with the teva hakadusha that you should go against the ratzon Hashem. So just because somebody has a ratzon to do something which is misnagi to the ratzon Hashem, adarabba, doesn't mean that there's going to be a das which will allow it to come into the seif ma'aseh. So therefore, in the kedusha, keser and das are one. Hence, we always count 10, never 11 or 9. When it's sitra achra, where the ratzon is not a real ratzon. So as such, since it's fake, it's also not going to be a safe mice. Okay. Let's go. Time's not satisfied.
In a business way.